Welcome to the Diligent Minds Podcast. I'm your host, Dorian Jones. I make personal development easy so that you can achieve your goals, do all the things you put your mind to, give you motivation, and so much more. It's time for you to step up, do the work, and become the best version of yourself. Let's go ahead, dive right into the show. Yo, what's going on, Diligent Minds community? We are back with another week, new episode. If you listen to this when it comes out, I want to send you all positive vibes, positive energy. With whatever you're going through, internal, external, all that stuff will pass and you will be great. And I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're going after the things that you want to go after. And if not, that's cool. It's life. Things happen. Sometimes we have to hit that pause button and just get right back to it. Whatever it is, we don't stop going. So we continue to move forward. To all my new listeners, I want to say I appreciate you for choosing me. Check out all the episodes that I have available. Things are going to help you become a better version of yourself, achieve your goals, get out your mind, just become a better version of yourself overall. If you like the sounds of that and you're new here, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And don't forget to refer this to a friend or family member who you feel may benefit. And that's not just for new members, that's for everybody. And leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts because it helps me grow the show as an independent podcaster. And I truly appreciate you. Before we get into the show, you know the usual. Check out all the links down below. Coaching program, IG, YouTube, all those good things are down there for you. As for me, I had a lot going on. I had to take last week off because I just felt so overwhelmed. I just need to recharge myself and just reconnect with me because I had a lot of things that I was dealing with at once. I was dealing with the end of my semester coming up and I was just making sure I stayed on top of all of that stuff before my finals came up. And I actually spoke at Amazon 4 times last week as well. I spoke to them on Tuesday twice and on Thursday twice. So that took a lot of work, a lot of energy, especially with me preparing my presentation. I had issues with that. I had to go to Apple in between sessions and all type of stuff. So I just had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts. And I'm also just dealing with some personal things where I feel like doors are closing, but it's opening new doors in my life. And these doors that's closing, I feel like these are doors that are being forced shut because the universe knows that I'm a person who's not going to let go. I'm a person who's not going to give up. So it had to strip me of certain things to put me in an uncomfortable position just to give me all the things that I'm asking for. And I feel like that's what's happening. I see things coming to me now that these other doors are closed. I see other things that are opening up, other doors that are revealing themselves. So I'm just accepting that. I'm just trusting the process and I'm just going with the flow, honestly, making sure I stay out of my head, make sure I'm not beating myself up and just trusting that everything's going to work out as it should. That's just a few of the things that I've been dealing with right now. All positive, though. No negatives that I can say about it. It was in the moment just because, you know, you just get hit with so much at once. You just can't see the other side of it. And I dealt with that this past week. So I worked past that, feeling good, positive energy, positive vibes going into this new week, going into this next chapter of my life. And I'm just ready for all the blessings to come to me right now. But enough about me. We're talking about today's show. In today's episode, we are talking about breaking the cycle of repetitiveness. If honestly, I don't even know if that's a word. Repetitiveness, or where you're on repeat, where it feels like your life just keeps on replaying these same cycles, these same roadblocks, these same obstacles over and over again. And you're like, why is this happening in my life? Why is these things keep on repeating themselves? And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. And life can become a little repetitive and we don't even notice it, though. We always feel like, you know, we got this routine going. We just do these things because they're comfortable. It's easy for us to remember. We don't have to think too much. And the things we do daily, that's what develops into habits that tend to last a little bit longer than we expect. Because there's certain things that I do right now and I realize like, damn, that's really a habit for me. I realize like in the past few years, my social life has gone down. Like that's one part that I struggle with. And I feel like that became a part of my habits because of me focusing on my goals, which are exciting. They excite me because I'm chasing something. I'm chasing something that's more fulfilling. So it don't feel like it's a negative to me when I know it really is when I sit back and think about it. And any habits that we form in life, they meant to make our life a little bit easier. So we don't have to think about it. We don't have to like adjust anything. It just happens like day to day. You wake up at a certain time. You do the same things in the morning. All these things become habits just to make your life easier so that you don't have to think about what's coming next. You know the basics of what you need to do. And we get caught in these cycles and rarely notice that we're in the middle of them. Time passes by. Things become boring. or they just become automatic. All these things that we tend to do in our life, just we don't notice that we have a boring life in a way. We don't really notice it in the midst of it because it's just natural to us. It's happening. It's supposed to happen. And then you start to say things like, this has become my life, or same old same, just another day. All these different phrases that we use to just justify the things that we're doing on a day-to-day basis that isn't shaking our life up at all. It's not making us move in any type of way. It's just making our life comfortable. It makes us function at a simple level. These are all signs of our life being on repeat. So I want to ask you a question. When you're thinking about what you do on a day-to-day basis, what things have become a habit and made your life kind of boring, but easy, but you know you need to shake it a little bit? Those are the things I want you to think about when you're going into this episode. As we go through this, think about the things you do on a day-to-day basis that you know you want to change, that you've been saying you want to change, but you haven't done so. And there's nothing wrong with this from time to time, though. Don't get me wrong. And some of us just need to sit down and focus. And this is a space where life begins to feel a bit redundant and boring, where we don't allow ourselves this moment to sit down and focus and really acknowledge what's going on in our life and the changes that need to be made. And as living organisms, we thrive on growth. Think about a plant. Y'all know I love my plants. Y'all know I got my house plants. I'm always referring back to them because it's a part of life. Think about a plant, or just think about anything that grows in general. Anything that's thriving is growing. And if we aren't growing in some fashion, we're dying within. And growth may look different for all of us. It may look different for you at this stage of your life than it did yesterday, than it did last week, last month, last year. And it may look different than what is going to be in the next month. And doing the same things day in and day out does not promote any type of growth. There's no challenge to it. There's no thought processes. It's not expanding you in any type of way. So these things make you feel like you're not alive. It doesn't make you feel like, okay, lively. It doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make you feel like, oh yeah, this is what I need to be doing. So you need to plan something exciting, something that you always wanted to do. Do something that makes you step out of your box and keep an open mind while you're exploring. And these new possibilities will come to you. They'll present themselves to you because you got your mind open. You are going to new areas. You're trying out new places. You're trying new foods. You're being in new environments in general. So your mind is trying different things. Your mind is observing and picking things up. It'll probably activate something that you thought about years ago. And when we have a closed mind or a fixed mindset, we shut down the door for any new opportunities. When we just stick into what we know, when we say, nah, this is how I like to do it. Nope, this is how I want to do it. When we're being stubborn, when we just being in our own way, this thing shuts us down for any new opportunities, any new blessings. Sometimes the things that we've been asking for right there, but we blocking them just because we closing our mind off to all the possibilities because it's out of our comfort zone. We doing the same things and it seems a little bit different. Yeah, sometimes you need different in your life, whether that be on your dating scene, whether it be your routine, whether it be your work life, family life, whatever it is, try something new. Go and do these different things that you've always thought about. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Challenge yourself in some type of way, because any challenge is going to be growth. So as you're listening right now, I want you to think about which parts of your life feel stagnant at the moment. This can be your social life, your love life, physical, like I was just saying, emotional, or any part of your life that doesn't feel well balanced. I told you mine is my social life. I don't go out and do much. I don't socialize because I'm in an environment where I'm not around my friends. I'm not around family members. I'm not around an environment that makes me feel lively. So I know that for me, my social life is like, it's dragging. Like it gets an F. If you had to grade it, it definitely gets an F right now. And it is possible for one part of our life to feel repetitive and others are thriving, or vice versa. This can fluctuate and change at different stages of our life. The important thing, though, is that you must be honest with yourself and acknowledge when you're in either of these stages. It's all right. We don't need to have it all figured out at all stages of our life. It's okay to say that we don't know. One thing that's more important is that you take the appropriate steps to get out of it. Don't sit there just because it's comfortable. Don't sit there just because it's familiar. Nah, you have to get out of it. That's the only way around it. You cannot continue to sit in pain and expect to feel better. So step out of it. I'm not saying you're in pain by sitting in your comfort zone. I'm not saying that you're in pain just by repeating these cycles. I'm using that to make a point. So if any of these things are speaking to you, I want to ask you to set a plan. Set a plan and stick to it. As I was telling y'all earlier, that going through these different things that I'm going through in the past, like maybe a couple of weeks, I say about 2 to 3 weeks. I kind of felt it coming like months before, just because of how I was feeling with myself. I was like, something is about to change. I think I told y'all before about that glass ceiling I felt like I hit. And now I feel like these things that's occurring right now are what's going to help me bust through that glass ceiling, because these thoughts are just pouring. It's like a levee was broken. And now all these things are pouring into me. And now I have a different outlook on what my future is going to be. So as I was telling you, I want you to set a plan and stick to it. And we all have these ideas. That's what I was about to get to. We all have these ideas that we never follow through on. And some of these ideas that we get, we begin to take action on them, but we don't persist because it becomes a challenge or life gets in the way. You know, things happen. It's important to have a hobby or a passion that you're working on. It's always good to have something that's going to fuel you. It's going to fuel your creative self, going to keep you alive and going after something more. When we stick to something that we set out to do, we're more fulfilled as a person. We more fulfilled as just a living being. We feel like, all right, this is feeding into me. I have something to chase after. There's always something new to discover. And then I have businesses and ideas that will keep me busy for the next 10 to 15 years of my life, probably even more, just because I'm always thinking. I'm a visionary. I'm a person who thinks ahead, and I get into different things and I'm like, all right, let me think of the bigger thing. I'm always like a big picture thinker. If that makes sense. But I'm saying a lot of stuff that I don't know if it makes sense, but you get what I'm saying. I'm a person that thinks big, and I continue to write these things down, and I come back to them from time to time. And sometimes it's the right timing in my life, or maybe I'm not even interested in it anymore. It was just like a moment. It was just a thought that I put out there. So I want you to do the same thing. I want you to write down all of your ideas, no matter how crazy they may sound. And this gives you something to chase after and look forward to. Even if it's just an idea that you're thinking about, just write it down. You may not have to take action on it right now, but just having it there, just knowing that it's on like some piece of paper, you have it somewhere where you can always reference back to it. And when we have these things to go after, we always feel alive because we see the progression of something that you started. And when we think about life, we always talk about planting these different seeds, and all these ideas that you're writing down are all the different seeds that you plant. And whatever you decide to go after, that's the thing that you're going to water. That's the thing that you're going to nurture and watch it grow into something big. So find those different things and write down those seeds. Write down all those ideas, because you never know which one will blossom into that huge tree that's going to give you all that fruit that you've been craving. And as we wind down on this one, I want you to just take time to reflect. Reflect on your current patterns and routines. What in your life right now feels repetitive that you like to change? What are the reasons for this pattern? How will changing this improve your quality of life? And whatever you're thinking about right now, do not sit in your head about it. Do not think too much. It's okay. It's all right not to have it all figured out. It's okay to sit there and say, you know what? Damn, I've been sitting in this thing for so long. I've been going through this over and over again, and I'm sitting in my own way. I have the ability to change this. That's perfectly fine. That's the first step. You're acknowledging it. You're acknowledging and recognizing it, and now setting a plan to step out of that. And you can't change the past, but you can create a better outcome moving forward. Don't dwell on what you didn't do in the past. Don't dwell on what you did do in the past that you kind of regret now. That's okay. It taught you a lesson. It taught you a lesson not to repeat that same thing in the future. So I want you to absorb all these things. I want you to think about what's been repetitive in your life. What things are on repeat that you can change, that you can easily change just by taking an action, just by applying yourself, just by acknowledging and being honest with yourself? Because it's all within us. It's all on us. We're the ones that make that decision, make those tough decisions. Sometimes they're not real easy. Sometimes it's like, damn, I don't even want to have this conversation. So I'm just keep on rolling with the punches. Nah, you have to break yourself free. You have to break yourself free. Remember we talked about those anchors before? We talk about those anchors that's holding us down and stopping us from flourishing, stopping us from leaving that dock and just floating out there and going after what we want in life. So you have to cut those anchors off. You have to cut that baggage. And when you drop these things, you're going to continue to move forward. Life is going to continue to move on. And the further you get away from it, the smaller these things become. It's been an issue in your life. It's been something that's been bothering you. It's been stopping you. It's been keeping you on that repetitive cycle. But once you cut it off, you leave that baggage in the road back there. But your life is going to continue to move forward. The further you go, the smaller it becomes. Eventually, it's going to become invisible. You won't even be able to see it. You'll be happy. You'll be looking like, dang, I got through that storm. Look at me now. I'm looking at the sun shining right now. Look at these trees that I got growing right now because of all these seeds that I planted. So I just want to encourage you to get out of that repetitive cycle. Stop letting life play on replay just because you're comfortable, just because this is what you're familiar with. Nah, never get content with life. Life is all about exploring. Life is all about growing. In any aspect of your life, at any chapter that you're at in your life, you just may need to grow spiritually. You may just need to reconnect with yourself. Identify what it is that you need to work on with you. Remember, it all begins within yourself. So I just want to share my wisdom with you, the things that I go through, the things that I learned, the things that really helped me along my journey that I see made the hugest impact. That's why I share these things with you. This is why I educate you. And I'm giving you like the real. I'm being honest with you. I'm not someone who's telling you, hey, I'm an expert at this. Nah, this is just life stuff. This is just things we deal with as life, as humans. So I want you to go out there and lock in and break that cycle of being repetitive in your life that you do not desire. So as we come to the end of this, I want to remind you to check out all the links down below. Check out IG, check out YouTube, new video coming up this week. Coaching program, sign up for your free 30-minute call to see if we're a good fit for each other. You hear that outro rolling in, you know what that means. Everybody is great something, even you.